know, Spurlock came here and most likely just be a return guy. Has he sort of surprised you with his ability on receiver?
Well, I wouldn't say he surprised us because he and Greg Olsen had some time together in Tampa. Mm-hmm. So Greg had kind of informed us about what he might be capable of doing. And he's kind of done that. He's done a good job. He's learning that, you know, he came in late, obviously. He's learning the system, learning how to do it, but he's making some plays. And he's a bright young man, you know, an ex-quarterback. So that helps him a lot. Mm-hmm.
Rashad, is his stats have been very good lately. Is it not him or the lines and blocking or the evaluate the running game?
Well, obviously, it's never really only one element. It's always, you know, two elements. There are some cuts and some holes that have missed, and there's times where there are no holes or there's breakdown of one individual that keeps the hole from being there. So it's unfortunately, it's always a combination of things. And the running game is struggling, and we have to get that back as a part of our element. The guys are trying to play physical. They're doing it. But we just haven't been able to be consistent with it, and that's hurting us.
Does Houston's defense really thrive on third and long? Do they throw a lot more at you than other teams?
No, to be honest with you, they're not a very complicated defense. They do a lot of the same things over and over and do them extremely well. And they've got a lot of good players to do that. I mean, they really have people in the right places. They've drafted for the style they wanted to play. And they're a very good defensive team.
A lot of man coverage on the outside?
There's a lot of man coverage. I had a lot of time with Jonathan Joseph in Cincinnati, and J-Jo's playing extremely well, the best I've ever seen him play right now. And whoever he's covering is going to have their hands full to separate from him.
What's he doing better?
I think it's showing a little bit more in experience of being able to read body language of receivers. As a defensive back gets more time on task in games, they're able to read the body language and see the guys raise up to make a cut or start to their eyes to go to a certain spot. It looks like he's doing a real good job, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. And you know, the pass rush that they generate is really a good friend to any corner out there that's playing man coverage because it forces the ball out quicker.
You know, Rashad, like in training camp, exhibition games seem to really be getting in the groove. And, of course, he gets hurt in the first game. Do you think that's setting back and he's going to have trouble getting back in the groove?
It didn't help. I mean, I think when you miss the amount of time that he missed, you come back. You're healthy, but you're maybe not 100. You know, you might not be where you were before you got hurt. And then it takes you a little while. And then when you're playing and you are a little bit hurt, you constantly re-aggravate it a little bit. That could be a part of it, you know, and part of it could be, you know, the inconsistency up front. You know, that has a factor in it as well, like we talked about a second ago. But you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we've got a lot of football left to play.
But he was doing better in training camp, right? I mean, then he has.
Well,
or
I mean, he
just looked better in training camp.
Well, you're kind of. It's almost like apples and oranges because preseason, regular season,
a little
bit different in that respect.
Yeah.
But you know, I still have great hope for him, and you know, he's got to get help, just like everybody else. Everybody's got to help each other out a little bit. We've got to do a better job. Everybody, the receivers help the quarterbacks, the line help the runner. The runner at many times can help the line by where his track is and staying true to course and then making his cut at the last second.
How much can getting the running game going help you take some shots downfield?
Well, it helps us. We're still trying to take shots down the field, even though we're not running the ball as well as we'd like. And some of them we haven't had time to get them off, didn't see it, you know, where it was a little bit close, took the conservative route out, which is fine. You don't want to go careless with throwing the ball. But we'll continue to take our shots. When we have, you know, we've had a number of them called in games, and for one reason or the other, we either haven't hooked up on them or they haven't gotten thrown for another reason, you know, which could be protection or not seeing it. You know, not being able to see it depth perception-wise. You know, where is that deep safety in comparison to where that receiver is? And it's a split-second decision that has to be made by the quarterback, and experience will make that decision-making easier.
And is that something you'd like to see more, just more
you know, routes downfield, more shots downfield, or not?
Well, I'd like to see us get improve in every area.
Gotcha.
I mean, to be honest with you, we're not doing really anything at this point in time very consistently. And so whether it's the run game, whether it's the short passing game, whether it's the deep passing game, we need to make improvements, and we need to make them quickly.
10 games in, has it been your history that sometimes teams turn it around, or is it more like after 10 games, this is what you are?
No, I think I've seen teams that have eventually ended up being good teams start to make strides and pick up and finally start to get it a little bit as the season winds down, and it becomes a momentum for the off season and the next season. And then you see, though, that's how those strides get taken. At some point there's that step up in level of execution, and then it leads to a little bit of confidence, and then, you know, just keep taking those steps, and we need to start taking those steps. It can be done.